I'm Adrian Atkinson with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 7. Coming up, coroners and special coroner's court to reopen June 12. National Security Ministry seeks partnership with New York Police Department and Jamaica to host UNWTO conference later this year. The news in detail after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. The coroners and special coroner's court are set to reopen on June 12 at their new home at 119A Maxfield Avenue in Kingston. The facility, which was formally handed over to the judiciary on Wednesday, was acquired and refurbished by the Justice Ministry at a cost of approximately $22.7 million. The relocation of the courts is part of the ministry's thrust to modernize the physical infrastructure of justice institutions across the island and is a key priority under the Justice Reform Implementation Plan.
There are lots of estates that are waiting on the result of a coroner's inquest, and it's important that we can deal with them expeditiously. It may be that we will appoint a few more special coroners, and this is something that the Chief Justice is looking into.
The relocation comes in the wake of a massive fire which destroyed the courts at its Duke Street location in December 2015. The Ministry of National Security is moving to establish a collaborative partnership with the New York Police Department, NYPD. Minister of National Security Robert Montague and other officials met with a delegation of officers from the NYPD on Tuesday to discuss issues concerning Jamaica's national security architecture. The meeting, which took place at the Ministry of National Security, also sought to establish a proactive approach to cooperation between both parties for the exchange of best practices and insights on intelligence gathering. Ministry representatives also shared information on Operation Secure Jamaica, the national five-pillar crime reduction strategy, as well as current initiatives being carried out at the community level to significantly reduce crime. Jamaica will later this year host the United Nations World Tourism Organization UNWTO's Conference on Jobs and Inclusive Growth. The conference, which is a collaborative effort between the UNWTO, the Government of Jamaica and the World Bank Group, will be staged at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James from November 27 to 29, 2017. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says in hosting this event, Jamaica has the opportunity to not only showcase the destination, but build public-private partnerships and demonstrate its efforts in building a sustainable industry.
This event signals the first time that the UNWTO and its affiliate members will stage a world conference on tourism in the Caribbean, or for that matter, in the Americas. The most important players in the global tourism and travel community, representing some 157 countries, will be in attendance at this momentous event.
He adds that given the region's dependency on tourism, it is important that the conference provide viable solutions for how the industry can be better leveraged. And State Minister in the National Security Ministry, Colonel Charles June, is congratulating the Office of the Contractor General for the successful execution of its Youth Anti-Corruption Survey. Targeting a total of 197 high schools and select primary schools, the survey sought to gauge the perception of the scope and implications of corruption in Jamaica among the country's youth. Speaking at a ceremony to present the Youth Anti-Corruption Survey findings, Senator Charles Jr. says the initiative is a welcome addition to the government's efforts to involve the youth in developing strategies to tackle corruption.
Because you want to be able to reach and interact with persons before they have crystallized themselves into a culture of corruption. I think young people are the most important cohort in the fight, because they're the ones that will be able to develop strategies and ways that are innovative and creative in dealing with these issues.
Among other things, the study revealed that some youth viewed corruption as having a serious impact on Jamaica's national development. It also reinforced that many youngsters have a strong sense of morality and integrity. That was JIS News. I'm Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.